Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 1st, 2021. What creator are we praying to? Question. If you want something, you start seeing it everywhere. I know this myself. For example, when you want to buy a car, you constantly see this particular make of car everywhere, and before that, you did not pay attention. There are many such psychological studies. Suddenly you begin to see things that you did not value before, they were not in your field of vision. It turns out that we do not see the Creator because we do not appreciate Him. He is not important to us. The Creator is the quality of bestowal. Is it that bestowal is not important to us? Is it only the quality to receive that is important? Is only this valuable to us? Is that why we do not see Him? Answer: if we received something from the Creator, we would not pay attention to Him. Comment: but the whole world still prays to the Creator, and we remember Him when we feel bad. My response: this is just in case. We do not pray to the Creator, but to the golden calf. People perish for metal. Everyone prays to what they receive egoistic pleasure from. Question: which creator should I turn to? Answer: to the true one, to the property of bestowal and love. If you have the quality of bestowal and love for your neighbor, then you can turn it to the Creator. If not, you will not turn to the Creator in any way, He will be hidden from you. Question: do you want to say that the Creator created other people instead of Himself and gave me a field of activity? If I treat them with love, is it identical to the fact that I treat Him the same way? Answer: yes, you will gradually come from love for your neighbor to love for the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States. The Significance of the Spiritual, May 24, 2021. The Radiance of the Book of Zohar. The Book of Zohar is an internal commentary on the Torah. When you study it, its most important effect is the shining of the upper light on you. Therefore, it is called Zohar, Radiance. This light enlightens you and brings you to a state where you begin to float along with the flow of words, letters, and sentences. According to what you read, you change internally. You do not get impressions as if you were reading a novel, but you undergo changes that happen inside you. Thus, you adopt the phases of all the metamorphoses described in the Book of Zohar, and eventually you reach the very end of creation, its goal, the complete merging with the Creator. Question: in the initial period of studying, when a person does not feel the influence of the Zohar, does it nevertheless take place? Answer: yes. The impact is happening, but we do not feel it yet. Therefore, the initial period is called the preparation period. You practice, you read, you hear, you try to understand. Question: is preparation not yet an action? Answer: no, this is not an action. This is only the inner development of forces, qualities, and thoughts in you, which you will afterward begin to feel. In the meantime, they develop latently in you. This is a rather long and not simple period, because a person does not even understand how radically everything should change in him. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 8. Descents and ascents on the spiritual path. Question: how is striving to feel the Creator connected to descents and ascents? Answer: in our world, the desire to receive is constantly working in us, automatically, and I feel our world more or less in relation to it. In the spiritual world, my natural desire is the desire to bestow, and I feel my states in relation to how it fluctuates in me. That is, a bigger sensation of the Creator, the quality of bestowal, is an ascent, and a smaller one is a descent. Naturally, descents and ascents in the spiritual world are completely different from descents and ascents in our world, because in spirituality they all come from our efforts. In the corporeal world, we do not need special efforts because we automatically exist in egoism, the property of reception. And in the spiritual world, in order to exist in it even to a minimal extent, we must make constant efforts to rise above egoism into the next property, the property of bestowal. These are special, internal efforts when I consciously attract the upper light and it organizes a new property in me. I cannot just automatically exist in bestowal because then I again fall into egoism, which is our main natural property. Just as if you would want, suppose, to be above the ground, you have to make some efforts to do it. And as soon as the effort disappears, you fall to the ground again. Comment: but Kabbalists write that if a person has crossed the potential barrier between the two worlds called Muxim, then he will never fall into corporeality. My response: he still has to make constant anti-egoistic efforts. Question: is it hard to exist in the spiritual world? Answer: no, not hard. It all depends on how much we care about the greatness of the Creator, about the greatness of the property of bestowal. If we devote ourselves to this force, to its importance, its greatness, then it is not difficult and can be permanent. However, it will be permanent when we begin to make the effort. That is, the application of this effort can turn to our permanent state. And it is a pleasant effort. To the extent one feels the greatness of the Creator, it becomes pleasant. From Cab TV's Spiritual States. Megillat Esther, Revelation of Concealment. Question: the story of Purim is told in the Megillat Esther, the Scroll of Esther. What does this name mean? Answer: scroll, Megillah from the word Gilui means revelation. Esther means concealment. That is, Megillat Esther is the revelation of concealment. The fact is that the entire creation is concealed from us. Why, for what, and how, what forces act in it? Why do we have to go through the states from one absolutely shattered end to the other end, which is assembled and perfect? What is it for? What forces can we use? We do not know anything. We do not understand anything. All this is Hastara, meaning concealment. However, gradually we will be able to reveal this. After all, from a certain stage of human development we are given the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is from the word receive, meaning to receive the upper knowledge, the forces of our development, where we can already begin to advance consciously. From Cab TV's Spiritual States. Between two epochs. We need a serious reform of our attitude toward children, not just a reform of the educational system of teaching itself or of upbringing, but in general, of our whole life in which children learn from us, take all kinds of examples from us, with which they cannot agree and cannot implement on themselves. Once upon a time, a boy would look at his father, a girl at her mother. If the father was a shoemaker or a tailor, no matter what, a child knew, I will grow up and also be a shoemaker or a tailor. Back then, children did not have internal demands. Crafts have been passed down from generation to generation. Children lived with their parents. They did not yearn to be different. In those days, the whole way of life, all the examples that parents gave them, how to live, how to communicate, all this was normal, all this suited the children. Today, no. Today, children look at us, and feel in an empty world. They have nowhere to get examples from. They have to invent their own world. And we, fools, don't understand why they are engaged in all sorts of fanaticism, use drugs, and everything else. It all happens because we are not ready to give them examples of living correctly. We do not agree that they are different. This is our most basic point. We need to take into account that they are different, that they have different souls. And we must live for them, not for ourselves. By living for them, we will correct ourselves as well. So it is said, lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, that he may turn the heart of the fathers back through the children, and the heart of the children back through their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with utter destruction. Meaning, children should teach us. When a woman becomes a mother, the child as if requires her to grow up so that a completely different attitude to life would appear in her. It is the same here. We must understand that by having children, we have to be more responsible. And they should dictate to us what we should be like. First of all, we must study the next stage in which our children should live. They ask for it, but we do not understand it. We are in such a generation, in such scissors, in such a transitional process, that we stand as if between two epochs. From Cab TV's Close Up. Learning the Creator's Providence. Question: why should we study the Creator's control? Answer: first, so that we will feel better. Second, we will not be able to escape it in any way, no matter what. We will live this life, we will exist, feed our corporeal body, grow old gradually, and die. Everything will repeat itself over and over again. What is the point in that if we do not eventually begin to impact the general system and to gradually balance it? From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 17, 2019.